Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in today, and I wanted to give you a very warm welcome to the first official episode of 333, The Equilibrium, a mental wellness and self-help podcast. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of this amazing podcast, I wanted to take some time to introduce myself. And for those who don't know the voice behind the mic, I'm your host, Angela. And I've had a vision to start this wellness podcast since March 2021, after a pivotal moment in my life that led me to seek therapy. And before doing so, I struggled with so many things internally, you know, the concept of who I was and what was my life purpose and what kind of person did I want to be, and the list went on. And I've always had a little interest for research and constantly found opportunities to broaden my knowledge on anything I was interested in. And as someone who wanted to seek help but was afraid to make that first move, because making that first move can be really scary, it can be eye-opening, right? It makes everything completely real when you seek help. And before I wanted to jump into that, I wanted to take a baby step and, you know, get my feet wet. So I checked out Google. And then Google turned into mental health blogs, which turned into sites like Psychology Today and self-help books at my local bookstore. Knowing how pricey therapy can be, I wanted to understand what healing entailed before coming into therapy. And within that time, I became extremely self-motivated so that I would be ready to do the work with my therapist, so that I knew as soon as I come in what I want to work on and what my problem areas were. A little bit of background about myself. I am a nursing major, so empathy and selflessness fuels my day and life purpose. And anyone who knows me on a personal level can agree with that about me. That is one of my characteristics. And by no means am I a professional, but everything I implement on this podcast will be guaranteed to be evidence-based and successful within my own experience. And I do encourage you to, you know, conduct your own research and see what works for you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a little bit of trial and error. You know, I think in my own experience with therapy, I've had therapists suggest ideas on how to approach different things and how to ground myself, how to meditate. And I got my feet wet a little bit, and sometimes I realized I didn't like it. Sometimes I felt really weird to do certain things, and that's okay. If you feel like something doesn't work for you, you can always try something else. Now, apart from my experiences, I decided to start a podcast because within the darkest times in my life, I tried podcasts to feed my knowledge and open my perspective on things. And in the midst of doing so, I found myself feeling so comforted. Jay Shetty's On Purpose is one of the most popular self-help podcasts, and he inspired me to start my own. My closest friends know how extroverted I naturally am, and one of the reasons I enjoyed therapy was because I love to talk. I think it's so funny because I always used to see myself as a very introverted person, and, you know, perhaps maybe I was, but I think over time, when I started to be a bit more comfortable with myself and open up to people, I found myself to be so extremely extroverted. And, you know, talking helps me to learn about myself and other people, and I thought, what better way to help myself and others by starting a podcast with healthy, amazing content that brings my awareness to mental health and, you know, awareness to the world. And now you're probably thinking, why 333? What's an equilibrium, and why did she choose this name? Now, within my spiritual and wellness journey, I repeatedly spotted these numbers. I believe that the universe, like, had a reason to everything that happens within our lives, and so I did my research on numerology and angel numbers, and the number 3 itself can be associated with knowledge, peace, wisdom, and harmony, and the combination symbolizes stability and balance. And now an equilibrium can actually mean a state of balance or calmness. And it is said that if we're too focused on acquiring physical things, we'll miss out on the change for growth in other areas of our lives, which I believe wholeheartedly. It's like working out without eating well and hoping you'll be healthier or slimmer, whatever your goal is. You know, without balance, it's simply not possible to grow in other aspects. Analyzing the meaning behind these numbers became a comforting message to me. And so I thought, what better way to introduce a podcast sparked by my darkest times with a number that gave me the hope I needed to continue my journey? Now, my goal within this podcast is to learn, teach, and be a comforting voice in your day-to-day lives. And just as podcasts have helped me, I want to do the same for my listeners. I want all of my listeners to know that you are not alone on this journey. And the journey to self-discovery, self-love, and self-help can be frightening, honestly. But it's extremely worth it. And, you know, even myself, I don't have all the answers. I don't have it all figured out. I'm still on my journey. I believe the journey's lifelong. But I promise you, it's a rewarding experience. So whether you're here for one episode or for this entire journey, I want to thank you guys for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed this little intro. Please join me in the next few weeks, and let's grow together. Bye, guys.